This is Hal Nelson interviewing William Harper at the Artist's Home in New York on Monday, January 12, 2004, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. And this is disc number one. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Where and when were you born?
I was born on June 17th, 1944. In a very small farm town in central Ohio, Bucyrus, Ohio. But after my mother took me home from the hospital, I spent the next 6.5 years on a farm. And I was thinking about this experience. I think I had sublimated it for a long time. I was absolutely alone in terms of any playmates until I was 4 years old. And at that time, my brother was born. And of course, as an infant, I still didn't have a playmate. And as a brother, I didn't particularly like him. So I quite honestly spent my childhood in isolation until we moved from the farm to the small town of Bucyrus when I was, it's when I was going to go into second grade. So I, needless to say, spent a great deal of time entertaining myself, and what I seemed to gravitate towards was making things. I especially loved carbon paper when I could get my hands on it, much to the horror of my mother, who would find blue tracings everywhere when I would find it.
On the walls or just on sheets of paper around?
Just on sheets of paper. But it always left a mess. Now, I've always been almost fastidiously neat, so that was that was not a problem, and I took direction well. I minded, but I loved making things out of colored paper, out of wood. I'd make little houses, trucks. I've always made things. I actually did. That, I think, far more than I ever drew. I do remember drawing, but I don't remember drawing ever to the extent that a lot of painters or sculptors say that they drew heavily as a child. I made things.
Mm-hmm. What about art experience in school? Did you have any instruction in elementary school or secondary school? And was art something that was supported, or making art something? It sounds like it must have been supported in your family, and that your parents must have encouraged you.
My parents were supportive. I can't think of an art curriculum being any worse than the one in the schools that I went to. And consequently, I was able, I guess, about eighth grade, able to start private art lessons with a lady who lived in the town who was an artist, and I'm putting that in quotes. Mm-hmm. She drew and she painted, and she was head and shoulders above anybody else who lived in a farm town in central Ohio. And she had a nice little studio her husband had built her behind her home, and she would give lessons. And I think it was $1 a week that I had to pay, or my parents had grandparents, whoever was paying it. Same thing they paid for my piano lessons, but I got far more out of the art lessons. Unfortunately, the lady, her name was Alice Toops, and she was, rigid is not the word, but she was not terribly efficient at bringing out people's creativity. She had a way of bringing out your tightness. And from her I had experience drawing and painting. I never had the kind of experience that a really great creative art teacher would be able to bring out of a student. Mm-hmm. And that later came to haunt me.
How many other children were involved in these classes? Was it a small group or a fairly large group?
There were